Robotics has evolved over the past 30 plus years now in a variety of different ways. One of the interesting things is that some of the early work at SRI and Stanford University on the system called Shakey started with a lot of the deliberative reasoning, using logic, for example, to figure out how to get from here to there using formal theorem proving methods. It's a very strange way to say, I'm going to walk across the room, but I have to sit down and create formal assertions about how this should be accomplished. It took a long time to recover from that. In the mid-80s, this notion of a reactive or behavior-based control evolved. And this started to do away with the whole notion of representational knowledge, which previously was a fundamental assumption in artificial intelligence. Work at MIT and many other places, including work at Georgia Tech, helped to show the things that could be accomplished without any representational knowledge or logical formalisms in creating robust robotic systems, responsive robotic systems. And then the hybrid architecture started to take over, recognizing that perhaps we were throwing the baby away with the bathwater, and the fact that, well, there is a place for thinking in intelligence, and there is a place for reacting and behavioral control in responding to the world, and how could these things be combined together in meaningful ways? To me, that has become the mainstream paradigm right now in robotic systems, and has been for some time.